where did this new business of financing lawsuits outside the pocket of the lawyer's law office, where did this come from? What was the origination of it?
Actually, historically, this is something that's gone back 200 years. And when it became very popular, it then eventually was outlawed. And I'm talking about in the Middle Ages in England, it was called champerty. And what would happen is if you had a cause of action, you would get some nobleman to join onto the lawsuit with you because that would give you greater influence in court. And in return for getting, you know, the earl to join his name to the lawsuit, you gave him a piece of the action. And so much of it was going on, and it was considered such an abuse that it was outlawed. It's now 200 years later. Attorneys have to honor canons of ethics. We have independent judiciary, so we're less concerned with champerty. And complex business has just become so much more complex and so much more expensive that some of the earliest uses of financing had to do with patents. Patent cases are unbelievably expensive. And there was a company that had a patent, and they believed that some very major companies were using that patent, breaching that patent. And so what they did was they literally formed a public company. They went out and raised money, and they said, the business of our company will be to bring lawsuits to enforce our rights with this patent.
And hasn't Paul Allen actually one of